Johnson was deeply influenced by European classical music. He tried over and over again to create a blend, a fusion. It seems like he was trying to infuse jazz into orchestral, symphonic, and even operatic forms, with mixed results. Victory Stride, conceived during World War II, is, I think, one of the more successful results, musically speaking. But influences flowed both directions through Johnson. And surprising classical formal elements can be found in such like as the 1921 piano roll, Eccentricity, which he called a syncopated waltz.
From early on, his ideas came not only from his environment, but from classical music as well. "I was born with absolute pitch and could catch a key that a player was using and copy it. I played rags very accurately and brilliantly, running octaves and glissandos up and down with both hands. It made a terrific effect. I did double glissandos, straight and backhand, glissandos in sixths and double tremolos. These would run the other piano ticklers out to place at cutting sessions. From listening to classical records and concerts, I would learn concert effects and build them into blues and rags. When playing a heavy stomp, I'd soften it right down. Then I'd make an abrupt change like I heard Beethoven do in a sonata. Once I used Liszt's Rigoletto concert paraphrase as an introduction to a stomp. Another time, I'd use pianissimo effects in the groove and let the dancer's feet be heard scraping on the floor."
Magnificent music written by James P. Johnson, his remarkable Victory Stride, performed by the Concordia Orchestra in 1994, and as recorded under Johnson's direction for Blue Note Jazz in 1944 with Sidney DeParis trumpet and Ben Webster tenor sax.